Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Foreigner bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I appreciate you being with us. Thank you for your business. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Charles Massimo. He's a retirement and wealth management expert, president of and founder of CJM Fiscal Management. He's a financial planner. And CJMFiscal.com. Is that right, Charles?
Yeah, that's right, Jim.
I want to find your book. Folks, he's well-recognized. A lot of folks turn to him, and besides his clients, a lot of folks in the media. You know, he's got a long list of appearances and attributions. Charles, let's talk a little bit about the stock market and a little bit about Wall Street. I believe that Wall Street is the greatest enemy of capital. It has become an enemy of capital, not the greatest, but has become the enemy of capitalism. I believe that one of the biggest problems America has right now is digital greed on Wall Street and incompetence and corruption in Washington and collusion between the two. What do you think?
You just threw a lot out at me. Yeah. I tend to agree with a lot of those statements, and it's hard not to have lost faith in the people that run Wall Street, just based over the past few years.
See, a lot of people, Charles, would say, well, you naive, you know, so-and-so, that's been going on for generations. But you know what? Right now, in the last 3 years, they stuck it in our face, didn't they?
They stuck it in our face, and it's out in the media every single day. I mean, the amount of information and, you know, everything, everybody wants to be so transparent, you know, with Bernanke and everybody else, and it seems actually that transparency might have backfired a little bit in how we view and how we view all those people.
Yeah.
But again, you know, I always do tie it back to as an investor and for my clients, what does that all have to do with us and what does that have to do with you as an investor? And again, we can only control what we can control, and the other stuff we need to kind of leave be, and hopefully it'll find a way to take care of itself.
But what bothers me, though, Charles, is that we seem to be in, at least from a Wall Street standpoint, we seem to be in a period of management capitalism, meaning managing for their own accounts, and not so much investor capitalism, where the investors' money is what we protect and preserve and are stewards and fiduciaries of. It seems to be that's where we are right now. Am I wrong about that?
No, you bring up a great word, fiduciary.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that people really need to be aware of. When you invest your money with a big Wall Street firm, they don't have a fiduciary responsibility to you legally. Legally, they only have to recommend what's suitable, not necessarily
right.
In your best interest.
Right.
And just imagine if you went to a doctor and that was his responsibility, suitable, not in your best interest. And you know, an investor needs to be aware of that. So,
but don't they have the fiduciary responsibility not to sell me something that they're shorting today?
You would think they do, but unfortunately, you know. And I came out of Wall Street. You know, I left some of these big firms
right.
to start my own firm because of this. I had enough of it. You know, unfortunately, they don't have that fiduciary responsibility. Their only objective is to increase their stock price.
But now you come back
to increase their stock price.
And so now notice that I didn't say ever in this moment, did I ever say anything about anything being illegal? But just because it's legal doesn't mean it's right. And capitalism is built on many intangibles that are not legal or illegal, but they're the right thing to do if you care about the whole. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. And again, you know, we were talking a little bit off air about, you know, LinkedIn yesterday. I mean, that's an absurd, you know, unfortunately, that's greed at its best.
Yeah.
You know, the only ones that are making money off that are the traders.
Mm-hmm.
And the little investors, unfortunately, are going to be left holding the bag.
At one point, LinkedIn was valued at 1,000 times earnings, which is preposterous.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's ridiculous. And again, we need to, I need to always tie it back, right? What do we do? How do we protect our investors' capital? And that's what I always tie it back to. And that's why I always
So with all this casino capitalism going on Wall Street with the equities, does that mean that bonds are a better deal going directly to the company for the bonds?
But depending on your personal situation, bonds may or may not be the right thing for you. But unfortunately, you know, many people don't even understand bonds.
Right.
And in an environment such as this, when you're trying to protect your capital, you need to really understand the bonds you're buying and the risk involved, even in that fixed income vehicle, which could be very risky.
Do you think that inflation is going to be a problem for us over the next 5 years?
Well, inflation will be a problem for an investor that doesn't prepare for it.
Okay.
Inflation is inflation. Absolutely, I think it's a foregone conclusion that we can't continue at a pace of inflation where we are now, which is minuscule. So inflation will become an issue. So, you know, my belief is a lot of the expected inflation is priced into stock prices, but it's the unexpected inflation that will really wreak havoc on an investor's portfolio.
Right.
So those are some of the things that an investor does need to plan for.
Charles, there's a lot more you can teach us. Will you come back?
I would love to.
I've enjoyed having you here. I hope you have, and let's do this again.
I would love to. Thanks very much, Jim.
Thanks. Good job. Give us a website quickly one more time.
CJMFiscal.com.
Check it out, folks. I like the way he talks. Charles Massimo, M-A-S-S-I-M-O, if you're Googling him. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's fuss, wagons, blood your mind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.